occur in that situation, because, I mean, again, the battle plan, you know, capturing this guy, I don't know who, which of the 72 offensive, I don't know who the guy that, Tutuwa was the biggest target in the province, to my recollection, the offensive 72. Yeah, and this is the fact. I mean, what he's saying is correct. But what you have to recognize is that in these hit and run things, mm-hmm. it's not like there's a tag in. There's maybe six guys, and they go in and they make everybody shook up and jump around and everything, and then they take off and go out. And then you try to go out after them, and you can't find them. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did. What they did was they were very effective in making us do twice as much as what we should be doing for the expend. They use the old classic Sun Tzu of expending tremendous amounts of military energy mm-hmm. towards something which was very unimportant in many ways. I mean, it was a brilliant method.
We're getting us to chase shadows and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we did. We chased more shadows than you can imagine. You know, we were the shadow chasers. That would be a good name for this. Because between the Al Qaeda and the VCI, the Vietnamese Viet Cong infrastructure, man, we chased a lot of shadows in our lives. And usually, what we ended up with is when somebody got in the country or in the province, mad at someone else, we were kind of their henchmen. They overrun most of Binh Dinh, and they even came into Quy Nhon City. Yep, that's where I was, and I was up in the north. Binh Dinh basically fell. The idea was to do the same in Phu Yen, right? Right? And he was right there, in the offensive. I was in Canto, Binh Dinh, Pleiku. He says it, and it's probably true. Yeah, it was the biggest roll-up of an infrastructural unit to date, because honestly, I didn't find, and I mean, Binh Dinh was by far the most populated and largest of any of them, larger than all of them put together. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we ever were able to pick up an infrastructural unit. I mean, you know, because, again, my question is, how do you, in a cell type of mm-hmm. Situation, how do you know what an infrastructural unit is?
Yeah.
I mean,
because the people involved don't even know.
They don't even know, yeah. That's very difficult. That's exactly true. It was holding the line until the ceasefire. Yeah, and people try to delineate between the infrastructure and whoever. Christ, it's like everything else in the world, it's opportunistic. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who it is. If you can get something, you get it. That's the whole idea, is to get something. Mm-hmm. I wish we were able to discriminate that well and say, oh, I just got the head of the province, Viet Cong cadre, but you know, that's not an American not speaking the language, going with a guy who is an ex French sycophant mm-hmm. Who worked with the French and everything. people aren't going to tell you too damn much. And when they do tell you, they'll say, oh, here's Mama-san. You can have her. And, you know, go along your way. Mama-san, they'll take care. They'll feed you every day. They may interrogate you once or twice, but don't worry about that. It's better than not having any rice at all. And you know, that's another thing. War is not constant, and war is funny. And I wish somebody would really write a book about, I mean, the experiences of the humans over there, and the eccentricity. I mean, this factor of what was it about the Korean War? What was the group that MASH? Mm-hmm. Well, there were things in Vietnam that were funnier than MASH. I mean, you know, when I flew in with that plane and everything, and I went to the airport, first thing I got off the plane, I was driving down towards where I was supposed to go. Wacko, some guy took my damn watch and ran away with it. Well, that was my beginning in Bin. Then I go in, and I walk in, and they say, come on over here, we're going to have a barbecue. And all at once, boom, a damn mortar round came in, and this was a dental unit. Mm-hmm. And all at once, this dental chair flies out with this nurse and this dentist on it. They were screwing in there, and they were laying out in the middle of the bed. They weren't hurt, but they were laying down there. And you thought, what in the hell's all this about? Where have I come from? What is this? And I mean, that was just the beginning of a constant craziness that was occurring all the time. And there was so much interaction between groups. We had madams of the Sacred Heart who were with the Lepusarium. When I was wounded, I stayed with them. I was sitting one day on the beach, and here these two gals are swimming out there, and they both come up, and both of them were not bad-looking women and everything. Again, both of them were nuns, they could turn out to be.
They're foreigners? Or
Vietnamese? Yeah, they were. One was a Canadian, and the other one was from Upper New York State. Mm-hmm. And they were Sisters of Charity. And like I say, it turned out that I had the psychiatrist that was there who was helping at the downtown hospital was a little character from New York, and he was crazy as hell, but really, he'd do all kinds of little goofy things, and he ran around with all of the nuns and everything. Mm-hmm. But it was more fun. I mean, they were always doing something, having picnics and all this stuff. I mean, you know. And then every so often, it was a little like in India, I would presume, where you'd have your cocktail, and then you'd go out and get in a firefight, come back in, have a steak. You know, everybody was kind of running around. It was not a constant. Now, when you went to the districts, it was constantly, because you were constantly scared that the set of bitches in the districts were going to kill you because they were part of the, in many instances, some of the district chiefs had already turned over to the Viet Cong. Well, they weren't trying to identify their territories as much as they were trying to identify their positions. Mm-hmm. It was very important to know where everyone was and who everybody was. Because there were some guys first of all, the VCI did not like the overseas Chinese. Mm-hmm. So that was one of their main efforts. Yeah, everybody didn't know that. I like Lawler. He seems to be pretty. That's true. Yeah. It's a good reason to have a ceasefire. Let me go to Luke for a second. I'll be right back.